This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings.
You want to betray our country?
Well, after everything we've done, I don't think it's such a betrayal.
Defecting to America?
America's not so bad. We've been here a long time. What's so bad about it, you know? The electricity works all the time. Food's pretty great. Closet space.
Is that what you care about?
No, I care about everything.
Not the motherland.
I do, but our family comes first.
That's Matthew Rhys and Kerry Russell in the new FX series, The Americans. Russell plays one half of a Russian spy couple living in suburban D.C. It's the latest take on a popular trend of TV shows about women spies. In the past 10 years, programs like Alias, Homeland, Covert Affairs, and Nikita have captivated audiences with stories that feature strong female characters working for clandestine services. But why do female spies make such great TV? Here to answer that question is Slate TV critic June Thomas. Welcome to WNYC, June.
Thank you.
So what is sexy about the female spy, as if I had to ask?
Well, there is an innate sexiness, I suppose, but also there's a vulnerability. Often the female spies face more danger and causes the viewer to be in their shoes a little more, to feel that sense of danger and vulnerability. And also, there's so much flexibility with spies. You know, you don't have rules like Miranda warnings that cops have to get up with. You don't have hospital rules and medicine and all those things. You can pretty much do anything with a spy show. We don't know what spies do. We just have some sort of fantasies about their glamorous lives.
And, right, great locations.
Absolutely.
They can, you know, they travel overseas on a whim.
At the drop of a hat. And they also have all the regular work things that we do, you know, inter-office politics and weird bosses. And so there's just incredible flexibility.
You quote the guys behind Covert Affairs, Matt Corman and Chris Ord, saying they were drawn to the spy genre because it's all about secrets and identity. That's what soap operas are about, too. Are these shows aimed at the same demographic as soaps?
Well, you know, there's sometimes soapy elements. And I personally don't think that that's a bad thing. But I don't think that these shows are relying exclusively on soapiness. Deception is really interesting. It's a great dramatic fodder.
Let's tease that out a little bit. Tell me about some of the issues that you're seeing in The Americans that you like.
Well, so there are even questions of ideology, which is something that's very difficult to confront in drama. The clip that we heard, the couple who are known in the show as Elizabeth and Philip Jennings, who are these deep undercover KGB agents. She is more loyal to the motherland, to communism, and to the ideology that she's pledged to support. Her husband is starting to be persuaded by the comforts of life in America, as we heard. And so that's really interesting. You know, we have a marriage, a relationship that can have also questions of ideology mixed in. And then they have the case of the week or the mystery of the week there. And they're also, you know, it's all this stuff of tradecraft that I think all those of us outside the clandestine services find fascinating. How do they signal to each other?
Right, like the guy in Get Smart talking into his shoe.
Yeah.
Speaking of Get Smart, female spies are tried and true TV yes. characters, from the Avengers Emma Peel to Charlie's Angels. What's different about today's spies?
I think there's more realism. I mean, it's hard to even connect whatever we saw on Get Smart and its cone of silence and all that stuff and talking into shoes with realism. But, you know, The Americans or Covert Affairs, although, again, we don't really know, but it's believable.
How different are the female characters in each of the current shows? Does Elizabeth Jennings from The Americans have much in common with Carrie Matheson from Homeland or Annie Walker from Covert Affairs?
Like a lot of women, they face work-life balance questions. Carrie Matheson doesn't seem to have much of an existence outside work. And although Elizabeth Jennings does have this family, she has her kids, she's also pretty much the whole time wrapped up in her head about worrying about work and worrying about serving the KGB.
Cop, doctor, and lawyer shows have not been very hot lately.
No.
Do you think that's because we've seen historically low levels of crime, and conversely that spy shows are really successful right now because of our wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the hunt for Osama bin Laden,
right.
News headlines about extraordinary renditions and black sites in other countries?
I definitely think that it reflects our times, the things that are in the news, the questions that, you know, so many of us now are distanced from these big events.
And do you think this trend toward female spy dramas will diminish?
The fact that they are popular shows and that they have been very well reviewed and they seem to be attracting a decent audience suggests that they're certainly not over yet, but I don't know that they can stay mysterious forever.
June Thomas is a TV critic for Slate.com. Thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you, Amy.
This is WNYC.